WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey, good morning. 7:34, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Thanks so much for hanging out. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, we're going to talk about... Whoa! I did not see that coming. Dating moments. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What was your whoa, I did not see that coming dating moments that either threw up a red flag, maybe got you the hell out of there, or maybe it was a good thing. Yeah. It could be a good thing.
And mine was awkward.
Mine was terrible.
Yeah.
What terrible was yours? Experience. You want me to go first or you go first?
It's up to you.
Up to me?
Yeah.
I just asked you, you moron. I'll go first.
Okay, it's like my wife and I trying to decide what we're going to eat.
I'm going to open a restaurant that's called I Don't Care.
There you go.
Bar and restaurant. Where do we go? I don't care.
Be busy. You'd be busy every night.
Every night. Because you know every guy would pull up and be like, eh? Say, yeah.
Here we go.
Anyway, mine was a, whoa, I did not see that coming dating moment. I found condoms with holes poked in them.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Yep, you know, this girl.
Why does any girl think this is a good idea?
College girlfriend, just nuttier than a chunk of squirrel dookie, all right? And just hot as all hell. But, I found her one time where you're getting ready to, you know, and I was like, what the hell is this? And she wasn't discreet about it either. Like, it's like she took like a pair of scissors. I was like.
She's using a hole punch?
She that was a whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. That was a bad
whoa. What are you thinking? You know, I'm purposely going to make him impregnate me.
Yeah.
And then we're going to spend the rest of our lives happily together.
She was nuts. Like I said, she was a beautiful young woman.
Yeah.
But crazy. So yeah, that was my whoa moment.
Wow.
And I got the hell out. And I shouldn't say that. I ran it out for another 6 months. It's just I always had the condoms on me.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready to get out of there quite yet.
Right.
I just didn't let her handle
Swing
the condoms.
By the gas station first. I'm gonna get some fresh ones. Should I tell you mine now, or should we wait till next break?
I want to hear yours now.
Let me hear it. It's pretty awkward, man. It's pretty awkward seeing this girl in high school, and we've been dating for like a few weeks. You know, things are going pretty well.
Yeah,
things are going pretty good.
Yeah.
She's like, "Hey, let's meet at Dunkin' Donuts. It's like a Thursday night."
Classic.
You know.
Good
a little
date
food,
spot.
Maybe a donut, some coffee.
Yeah.
She's like, "I got somebody you need to meet." I'm like, "All right, cool, cool." So I meet her at Dunkin' Donuts and sit down, and she's sitting next to this dude, and I sit across from both of them. And she's like, I'm like, "Hey, what's up? How you doing? My name's Hunter, blah, blah, blah." And he's like, "Hey, how you doing? My name's blah." I'm not going to say his name, but she's like, "Okay, I'm going to just call him Joe."
Yeah.
She's like, "Okay, Joe, this is Hunter. I'm sorry, we're done. This is the end of our relationship. I just wanted you to meet who I'm going to be with from now on."
So she was breaking up with Joe.
She was still with her boyfriend. I had no idea. I met him at Dunkin' Donuts. Dude, talk about awkward. I had no idea. So I'm sitting there after she says this. I'm like, wait. So you guys are still dating? We've been hanging out for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
She's like, "Yeah, sorry I didn't tell you, blah, blah, blah." I'm like, you know what? You're a real piece.
She was waiting to say I would work out with you, and then she was going to decide.
Absolutely. You know what sucks is I still went for it. I ended up dating her for like a few years.
How attractive was this lady?
She's pretty attractive.
Pretty attractive?
She's pretty attractive.
Was she worth it?
No, hell no. Hell no. No, yeah. Knowing now, it was terrible. I should have known then.
Yeah, yeah.
At Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
You know what? Our 2 weeks is over.
Hunter, if you could break up with Joe for me, that'd be great. I'm going to go wait in the car. Could you also get me a coffee?
You know what was weird, too? You know what was weird?
What's that?
Joe was like, "Oh, nice to meet you."
Yeah, yeah, pleasure.
He's like, "Yeah, it's good to meet you. I've heard a lot about you." And I'm like, "Dude, what?"
So,
at least swing at me, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Stand up for yourself.
You're making it more awkward.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
You seem like a good guy.
You know?
You seem like a nice guy, Hunter.
You know, I'd see this guy occasionally, too, like throughout the years, too.
He was "Hey, what's up, Hunter?"
Dude, you're a weird guy.
Whoa.
It's weird, man.
Whoa.
Weird situation. Right.
We're going to take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What was your, whoa, I did not see that coming, dating moment? By the way, Hunter, I got someone you got to meet a little bit later.
Oh, you bastard.
The Glitter Rocks.
All righty. Good morning. 746. Yeah. Getting it, man.
Getting it.
What was your, whoa, I did not see that coming, dating moment? I've had a lot.
I went on a blind date one time.
Blind date?
It was kind of a blind date. It was more of a catfish date. No, it wasn't a catfish because it was a real person. So it was back in the MySpace days.
Yeah.
It's definitely a fake MySpace profile.
Yep.
Went on the date, met the person. Definitely wasn't the person. Definitely was not the person.
Wait a minute.
The person on the MySpace was much thinner. Not that I have a problem with anybody of size or stature,
yeah.
But it's definitely not that person.
You got catfished, man.
I did.
You got catfished.
Yeah, at the movie theater. So I show up and I, you know, thank God a movie is just like you just kind of sit there and watch the movie, you know?
Yeah.
Because if it was dinner, that would have sucked. You know, the person wasn't even like that fun to like hang out with either.
Yeah? What was his name?
John.
John, if you're listening. You lied to Hunter.
You bastard.
You bastard. We got some comments on Facebook. David said, walked out of her bedroom after getting it on and caught a man standing in the hallway. Halfway through beating him up, he yells, I'm her husband. Turned out she had, or he had a fetish of watching and listening to his wife. I'm her husband.
I never understood that fetish.
I don't either. I mean, again, do your thing. I don't care, but that's, well, I don't know, that's not for me.
What do you get out of that?
It's your fetish, man. That's, you get your satisfaction out of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Watching some other dude?
I guess. A chick. It could be a chick. I don't know.
And your wife?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's like the feet thing. I don't get that either.
I like this. Timothy said, I was dating this chick. We were hanging out at her house. She had a kid, and we were all just hanging out. Next thing I know, this 6-foot giant walks through the front door and said he was the kid's dad. To this day, I don't know if she was double dating, but I got out of there as quick as possible.
Right.
Hey, you gonna eat your cornbread?
is this your ba?
That would be scary. Right, that would be scary.
It's that guy.
Are you in good hands?
I'm gonna, you know, exactly, the Allstate guy.
Are you in good hands? Yeah, if that guy shows up and you're banging his wife. Right, get the hell out of there.
You're in trouble, buddy. You're not going to be in good hands. Oh, God. Oh, God, sir. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479, or comment on Facebook. What's your biggest, whoa, I did not see that coming moment? You married to the Allstate guy? Right. I didn't want to tell you.
You're in good hands. You're in good hands.
There's some, whoa, I didn't see that coming dating moments in Titanic.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
When she does it in the car.
Mm-hmm. The drawing scene.
The drawing scene,
didn't
yes.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, whoa, when she shoves him off that door. Whoa!
Yeah, I didn't see the drawing scene coming, especially being next to my parents when I saw it.
Boobs!
Oh, God, that's just awkward.
Did your mom or dad try and cover your eyes?
No, they looked over at me and they're like, hey.
Hey.
Don't
your
dad, look.
Your dad's nudging you. Hey.
Dad's like, here.
Check out those wobbles.
Dad's like, check it out. Actually, here, son, here's a beer. Drink a beer while you... Look at Kate Winslet's boobies.
Dad's so awesome. 7:57 right now. We're talking about, whoa, I did not see that coming moments.
I took a chick to prom one time.
Yeah.
Prom was over with. Went back to my parents' house. I went downstairs to go change clothes because we were going to go back to another party that my friend was having. My brother was just chilling on the couch watching TV. You know, he didn't go to prom. He was a few years younger than I was. So I go downstairs, change, come back upstairs. She's on the couch with my brother underneath the covers. Like, come on.
Yeah, CJ.
Took me three minutes to change. She's under the covers giggling with my brother. I'm just like, all right, I'm out of here.
Good.
I'm
going
to
the party by myself. That's what a brother, that's what brothers
do. Honestly, at first I was like, damn it. But then after a while, I'm like, there you go, brother.
Get it, buddy.
There you go.
Your younger brother.
There you go.
You want him to do well.
Yeah.
You know?
And then she calls me like, 20 minutes later, where are you? Why'd you leave? I'm like, what? Serious? What? We're just friends. It's my brother.
It's my brother. You giggling under the sheets with him?
Dumb slut.
Oh, man. I want to ask CJ about that. That's a great story. Oh,
he loves telling that story.
That's a great story.
You know why he loves telling the story? Because he's like, finally.
I win.
Finally, I win.
I'm the quarterback.
All right. Yeah, he was a golfer. I was the QB.
I love it. I love it.
He gets, yeah, he's got plenty of stories.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's like, I could never bring any girls around to the parents' house.
Hunter would steal them. He's a big meanie.
I'm sorry. I'm 18. I freshly through puberty.
Exactly.
You know?
I'm going to crush it. But I dare you. Bring your girlfriend home. I dare you.
I dare you.
She's going to be my girlfriend right. By the end of dinner.
You know how far I can throw a football, right?
You're out there always chopping wood without a shirt on. Right. What the hell?
It's like 28 degrees out.
I actually did that one time. Yeah. I wasn't chopping wood, but I was.
Tomorrow's topic should be, what did you do in the past to impress a chick?
Oh, that is a good. That's Let's save it. You're right.
You want to do that?
What's the silliest thing you've done to impress a chick? Because I got, dude, I'm even embarrassed to tell you, but I'm going to tell you it because it's epic.
Oh, I would kick my 18-year-old ass, even though I couldn't because I was bigger when I was 18.
Yeah,
but my 18-year-old self, what a douche.
Yeah,
some of the things you did, you're just like, ah.
Perfect. We got a topic for tomorrow. The douchiest thing, the silliest thing you did to impress the opposite sex.
Yep,
dude, you're going to laugh your ass off when you hear mine. You're going to laugh your ass off. Rock 106.